But right now it is time for Date Night, in which my husband Brad Bednar joins us here in the studio, and we talk about cool things that you can do in the community, and sometimes cool things that you used to be able to do in the community. How are you?
I'm good. That was a lovely foreshadowing. We're finally going to have that episode where we talk about peppers for 15 minutes.
We are not going to talk about peppers for 15 minutes.
Come on.
I've never been there.
Yeah,
we can't talk about date night if we've never been there together on a date.
Listen, everything that I did before I met you is an important part of why you love me today.
Yeah, but still not a date, though.
And like 5% of that is peppers.
5% of your life before me was peppers?
It looms large.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I feel like the year just started, and all of a sudden, it's like springtime.
Yeah, right.
Like, who knew?
I saw a flock of birds flying north yesterday, and I wish them well.
Yeah, the cats have been very excited because there have just been birds singing up a storm outside our house, and then they're going to get drenched in this rain, and then we're going to get that February snow, and like, what's going to happen?
Well, hopefully no February snow, we'll see.
Well,
I don't know, actually. Like, we haven't had snow in a year and a half. We had, like, what was it, last week when it was raining and 35 degrees, we got someone tweeting that they did see some snow in Chatham County, but it didn't stick, and that was it. And that's been it for the year.
Yeah, and that's all I need.
Yeah.
All I need is some random person, sorry if you're listening, tweeting out in Chatham County that I might have seen a snowflake. That's all I need. Thank you, random Chatham County person.
It would
person.
Be nice to have one snowfall where it sticks and you can look out the window and, ooh, it's nice.
Yeah.
And then you don't have school the next day.
I don't have school the next day ever because
I'm a truant.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what are we talking about today?
We are talking, this is great because we just talked about this. Mm-hmm. We're talking about how important it is, Aaron, to support your local businesses. Because if you don't go out for spaghetti one night, your favorite Italian restaurant is going to just up and
not
close.
Not that we're referring to anything in particular.
We
were going to go to Tre Forni last, what was it? Was it last week or was it the week
might
before?
Might have been the week before at
might
this
have been
point
the week
in
before.
Time.
We're going to go to Tre Forni, and then I said, no, I don't feel like it. Let's go on a different day. And then literally the next day, we started hearing scuttlebutt on social media that it had just abruptly closed. And then we drove by, and indeed it has abruptly closed.
And I've never seen a restaurant like close as hard as like Tre Forni closed because like
the tables are gone on the inside.
They close like the day they close, like they took all the fixtures out of the building. Like it's ridiculous. They updated their website and now it's just the word closed in big bold letters, which is ridiculous. And like it's terrible because one of the challenges that like you and I have on date night is, let's find an Italian restaurant that we can agree on, because I want like the entire menu to be in Italian and indecipherable. And you want an Italian menu that has pictures of the food, and the picture of that food is spaghetti.
And like, ideally with red sauce. Like a stereotypical Italian chef holding up a box of pizza on the left. Like that is my idea of a great Italian restaurant. Like go there, spaghetti, tomato sauce or meat sauce, maybe a meatball or not.
Right.
And
who needs it?
That's it.
But we have bad luck because we find these very rare middle ground restaurants. Because
there's not that many.
No, like Tre Forni was great because while the menu wasn't all in Italian, like it was very clearly like a family restaurant.
It's a fantastic place.
Which was incredible. We miss you. Come back.
And we may not be done with Tre Forni.
We may not be.
The most recent internet rumor is, they're looking for a new location. So maybe we'll see it again. Which
we could go. I could go on for 30 minutes about all the rumors around Tre Forni, but I won't. Because Tre Forni like filled the hole in our lives that the Boot in Durham left. And now I think maybe even Tuesday nights are like Boot night at Gear Street.
It is Tuesday night, yeah.
But like, I can't get all the way over there in time to enjoy a meal. So
is that because you're here on Tuesdays?
I am. Yeah,
night?
I've got something going on. Otherwise, I'd be there at 4 o'clock drinking beer and eating Orchietti. Yeah, because
you're welcome, by the way.
So, but yeah, so it's tough because there are like Maggiano's at the mall, which I consider as we're gonna put pictures of the food we're like serving like on the menu, which is fine. Like,
and I love that place. That's great.
I don't mind. I don't want to say divey, but I don't mind like a
I don't think Maggiano's is divey.
I don't mind.
There are divey Italian restaurants. Maggiano's is not one of them.
I don't mind an every person, like, you know, kind of casual, like, Italian dining experience. I want, like, cacio e pepe, and I want it to be with, like sheep's milk cheese or, like, whatever's supposed to go in it instead of, you know, we took the Kraft shaker and gave you a little extra.
You should be doing this in your Jared Kushner voice.
Listen, okay, I'm sorry that you married a man with, like, discerning taste, but it's tough because we can't go out for, like, super fancy Italian food, like, on a semi-regular basis, right, when we want to do that because you can't get
super fancy.
Well, yeah. A, like, we can't afford it, but B, like, you know, it's you know, you can't get, like, simple red sauce. Like, yeah, you'd have to get, like, spicy, like, matriciana, which veers too far in the this is no longer spaghetti.
These are the restaurants where, like, I look at the menu and it is all in Italian, so I'm breaking out my phone and searching for things like, what is cacio e pepe? What is the difference between spaghetti alla matriciana and what's the other one? Penne alla arrabbiata?
Yeah,
what's the difference between amatriciana and arrabbiata? I ask you.
Well, you ask me, and I'd say, I don't know. I don't actually much care for red sauce. You should get the pesto.
Fair. Yeah.
Because pesto goes good on anything.
But there are a lot of really, really good and, like, high-end Italian restaurants in the area. Gocciolina in Northwest Durham, which won the NNO's Restaurant of the Year award a couple of years ago, and deservedly so.
Right, yeah.
Mothers and Sons in downtown Durham, which is also fantastic, and I think also deserving of that award.
Yeah.
Like, it gets written up by the NNO every year. In Chapel Hill, you've got 411 West, which is fantastic right downtown. Il Palio, which is walking distance
away. Which I don't think of as a restaurant, like, because it's in the hotel, right? Right, like, it's in the Siena.
Right.
Like, I associate that with, like, the experience of staying at the hotel and, like, just going downstairs and eating. The food's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Like, it should be on our list of, like, Italian restaurant hopefuls. I don't know if you could get, like, simple red sauce.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to navigate that, that, you know, local owned business where you can get spaghetti and I can get a pizza that's got, like, you know, prosciutto and arugula thrown on top.
Yeah.
And is the best pizza that you can get anywhere.
So the question that we've got, and I don't think we currently have an answer to this question, so we're throwing it out there to y'all in town. What is your favorite Italian restaurant? Like, what is the place that you go to where you can get, like, the fancy pesto-y peppy stuff, but also, like, you just literally want spaghetti and tomato sauce, and you can get that too.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one that we forgot, Cucciolo.
Cucciolo is also great,
which is also a little bit fancy, though. Yeah.
And the challenge is that, like, even at, like, a place that's a little less fancy, you can't find spaghetti and red sauce anymore. Or you have to order off menu, right? Like, you run into this everywhere we go. You say, well, can I sub out, like, the noodle type?
Right. Everyone thinks they're going to be fancy and offer penne pasta or something like that. It's like, no, spaghetti. Like, I want the thing that I was served when I was 4 years old.
Yeah. And that's
the kind of meal I want.
I want, like, an Italian restaurant where, like, Aaron can get his spaghetti and I can, like, you know what? I'm just going to have a steak.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have a steak with whatever the Italian equivalent of Harry Covert are and, like, a Negroni.
Yeah. Are the Harry Covert really necessary in this meal? Or?
I mean, they're not. I'm gonna push them around a little bit so that I can say that I had my vegetable for the day.
I feel like you just wanted a buffer between the steak and the Negroni.
I did, and I don't know what, like, the appropriate Italian, like, vegetable is. So I'm like, like French green beans.
I think the appropriate Italian vegetable is side of spaghetti.
Yeah. I sadly think that I have figured out what our compromise Italian restaurant is.
Okay.
And it's dashi. It's got noodles. You can get a spaghetti thing there.
There are many different types of noodles, and I don't think of ramen and spaghetti as being in the same category.
But they're close.
I mean, we're all part of the same human family.
Yeah, and then this is the problem we've got, right? Like, we have to go out to the community for help on this whole Italian thing. Hashtag Brad and Aaron Italian Adventure 2020, because my compromise to you, Aaron, because we can't agree on this, is let's just go to dashi and eat ramen.
Okay. I mean, we could totally do that.
Yeah.
I like it, but it doesn't give me my tomato sauce fix. We'll have to go somewhere else the next night to get that.
Okay, well, give me three options.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, if you have ideas, tweet me at Aaron Keck or tweet Brad.
At More Than Awesome.
And let us know.